This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. What was Hurricane Ian is now blamed for at least 61 deaths in Florida and four in North Carolina. Hundreds of thousands of residents in Florida have no power. The AP's Bobby Kina Calvan is in Fort Myers.
In some neighborhoods, there was the whir of chainsaws as residents cleared fallen trees and other debris. But in other places, progress was much slower. Some trailer homes were still in shambles with no signs of work being done. In some places, not much work could be done because everything was totally destroyed. There was the eerie sight of boats capsized along roads, far from their moorings, far from the water.
This recovery is going to take some time, say officials.
There's a lot of work left to do.
Florida's Senator Rick Scott on NBC's Meet the Press.
They're trying to get the power back on, make sure your phones work. But the biggest thing right now is just continuing to make sure we find everybody, and anybody that needs help, they get to the hospital, get whatever care they need.
Also on Meet the Press, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell.
I want to get down on the ground, see for myself what the impacts are, and talk to people and hear what they're struggling with and what they think their needs are going to be.
I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden will visit Florida on Wednesday. He'll be in Puerto Rico today to see the damage from Hurricane Fiona, the Category 1 hurricane hit on September 18th. Legal experts say this is a potential war crime. A Russian-run smuggling operation has stolen Ukrainian grain worth at least $530 million. That's according to an investigation by the AP and the PBS series Frontline. Medical experts say make sure you get your flu shot this fall. An older American should make sure they get a special extra strength type vaccine. They think the flu may be ready for a comeback. This is AP News. Now to Alabama. The AP's Donna Warder.
Various groups accuse Alabama Republicans of drawing congressional district lines to reduce the political influence of black voters, and the case is going before the U.S. Supreme Court Tuesday. Evan Milligan is a plaintiff in the lawsuit.
The state is actually able to create a second opportunity district where black voters can elect a candidate of their choice and do that in a way that comports with traditional principles of redistricting and map drawing. And the state chose not to do that.
Republican State Representative Chris Pringle says to consider race when drawing congressional district lines violates the Constitution.
We just redrew it and looked at the population, and after we had the population, then we turned race on to see where we were racially with this plan.
I'm Donna Warder.
The big weekend movie, Smile, followed by Don't Worry, Darling, and The Woman King. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.